As part of the battle against malaria, scientists are urging more vigilance to look out for any dangerous drug side effects. Delegates at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene annual conference in Philadelphia heard that although anti-malaria drugs are very safe, there's no place for complacency. Professor David Schellenberg chaired a session at the conference on malaria drug safety.
I think first and foremost to say that there's not actually been a specific problem with safety, but that any drug has some adverse effects. Any drug that you take, paracetamol, aspirin, all these things that have been around and much used for many, many years, do have minor adverse effects. The benefits outweigh the risks, and so we're happy to continue using them. In the case of malaria, we're working hard to develop new drugs because we have a problem with resistance developing to the existing drugs. And whenever you introduce a new drug, you have to look afresh at the safety profile of that drug. And before a drug is made available on a large scale, immense care and attention is paid to looking at safety. So we look at blood tests, we look at the signs and symptoms that people who are receiving the drugs might experience to see whether or not the drugs seem to be safe.
Now, at the session here in Philadelphia, you and your colleagues have been talking about ways of actually getting those data that will give you that necessary reassurance. What have been some of the techniques?
Right, well, I think here we need to recognise that when a drug has been evaluated in just a handful of people, it's likely to only be possible to detect a very common or major adverse effect. So the more people that you evaluate a drug's safety profile in, the more minor the size of the effect you'll be able to detect. I don't know, but I hope that makes sense to you. So what we've been talking about this morning, two different research consortia, the Malaria in Pregnancy Consortium and the ACT Consortium. And these are research collaborations working to evaluate safety, amongst other things, in, I'd say, a moderate number of people. By this I mean several thousands or up to tens of thousands of people.
So the consortium, for instance, the ACT, the Artemisinin Accommodation Treatment Consortium, is actually able to gather together hundreds, thousands of people who are using that therapy.
That's right. So what we do is set out to follow very closely hundreds or thousands of people who have received a drug. And the novel thing is that across the ACT and Malaria in Pregnancy Consortium, all the information on safety is being pooled together in one place.
Now, let me ask you, what issues have emerged? You mentioned, of course, pregnancy. That's quite a sensitive situation, isn't it?
Yes, certainly. Malaria in pregnancy is bad news for the mother and for the unborn child. And it's also important to recognise that if you take a drug, when you have a baby growing inside, that baby is also at risk. So the approaches which are required to evaluate the safety of drugs in pregnancy are really very particular. And that's one of the great aspects of the Malaria in Pregnancy Consortium's work.
Now, you've got a lot of things happening in Africa. The ACT Consortium is involved. There's also the Malaria in Pregnancy we've just been talking about. There's the in-depth. And what is the WHO doing? Because they're talking about pharmacovigilance.
Okay, so in-depth is a project or a network of research institutions, mainly in Africa. And the in-depth network has established what's called the an Effectiveness and Safety Studies platform. Now, whereas the research consortia operate on the basis of hundreds or thousands of patients who are followed in some detail, the in-depth network's INES project is able to monitor drug use in hundreds of thousands. So this is another order of magnitude and should generate the potential to pick up really rare but nevertheless important adverse effects of drugs.
And the WHO?
And WHO is really overall responsible for generating the overview of drug safety.
And drug safety is not the only thing, also vaccines as well.
That's right. Certainly when we talk about pharmacovigilance, this relates to drugs and vaccines and actually any medical product.
Now, talking about safety and effectiveness does worry a lot of people. What can you say has come out of this so far? Can you be reassuring to us?
I think the good news is that there are no major causes for concern that have so far been identified. And the really good news is that the systems are being developed and are operational now to detect such worries.
And the main message for malaria then is what? Is that ACTs are the best or are there a variety of approaches?
ACTs covers a multitude of sins, a number of different drugs, and we have to carefully evaluate each individual formulation of ACT. But the good news is that, the safety concerns or the safety profile of these drugs suggests that the benefits far outweigh the risks of using them.
So what is the brief bottom line message for the world on pharmacovigilance, safety of drugs in malaria?
I think it's important to recognise that we must continue to search for adverse effects which have previously been unrecognised. But the good news is that the benefits seem to far outweigh the potential risks of ACTs.
Professor David Schellenberg of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking with me in Philadelphia at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene annual meeting. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.